We're up to Siman Tov Kuf Zayin. Din Afia Biyantif. We finished Tov Kuf Vav, which was Lisha Biyantif, kneading. And after you knead, you bake. So now we're up to the halachas of baking on Yantif. Tov Kuf Zayin Sif Aleph, based on a brisa in Beit Zadav Lamedal. Sif Aleph is very short and to the point. And Sif Beis is a huge sugya, which we'll start. We'll see how far we get. Okay, so let's jump into the Shulchan Aruch. Tov Kuf Zayin Seif Aleph. Ofin Bapurni. You can bake on Yontif in a purni. What's a purni? A purni is a type of oven, explains the Mechaber. The Hainu Tanurim Shalanu, it's like our ovens, Hagdolim Upiem Bitzidam. It's like our big ovens where the door is on the side of the oven. Like our ovens. Ubavad Shalote Chadosha. But the oven should not be brand new. That means you shouldn't heat up the oven for the first time on Yontif. Why not? The Chayshina Shema Tifchas V'Poser Alechan V'Yimana Misimchas Yontif. Because there was some fear. Now, I assume this is not relevant nowadays, but there was some fear that the first time you heat up the oven, the oven might break. And the problem is not so much that you broke the oven on Yontif, the problem is more that your bread will get ruined and you will not have a Yontif Seuda. So, that's what the Mishavur brings down in Sifkaton Gimel. Achein, like 5-6 lines down. Mishaber Sifkaton Gimel. Maybe the oven will pop, will break, and then you'll lose your bread and lose your Simchas Yontif. Achein, however, Ha'achronim Tzididu Lohokel Bizmanenu. Now, you know, when the Mishaber talks about Bizmanenu, you know, Mishabura lived around, let's say, wrote his Mishabura a little bit, probably 100 years ago, a little bit more than 100 years ago. Siman Tov Kuf Zayin, Chedek Hei, Hilchos Yontif. So the Mishabura wrote his Sefer around 100 years ago. So that's not exactly our Bizmanenu. But when the Mishabura writes Bizmanenu, he's often quoting others. Like over here, in Shar HaTzion Ois Yud, he's quoting the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham lived, you know, hundreds of years ago, 300 years ago, 400 years ago. So it's there, the Bizmanenu of the Magen Avraham is definitely not our Bizmanenu. But here he says, "Achronim etzidudu hakel bizmanenu." Nowadays, hundreds of years ago, "Shatanurim nasi mileveim venosin tit ben levena lechaverta lahadbikan yachad." The way they would make an oven is by taking bricks and putting cement in between the bricks, sticking them together. "Vehem chazakim," and they're strong. "Ve'ei matui kla lifchos," and it is not normal at all for such an oven. It's not normal at all for such an oven to break. And therefore, the din of the Shulchan Aruch says the Mishabur from the Magen Avraham is not relevant bizmanenu, where the ovens are stronger. Ela but sheyesh mitzadidim yesh, again, ela sheyesh mitzadidim le'iser bitanurim shalanu mitzad hesek rishon. There are those that are still going to aser, even in the new ovens that are made with bricks and cement, not to do it the first time. Shemiyabesh ha-tanur, because the first time you light up the tanur, mechazko, it strengthens the oven, v'utiku mana, and it's a problem of solidifying the oven on yontif. Imlo shehusak miba'od yom, unless it was preheated miba'od yom. V'yesh mekilim b'chol gavne. Okay, nowadays, none of this seems to be relevant at all. Ovens don't break. You know, they break after 20 years. They don't break on your first time using them. And if they do break, they don't usually ruin the bread that's inside. Okay, continues the Mechaber. U'mechamin chamin ba'antichi. You can heat up water in an antichi, which is explained into parentheses as a yorek gdola, a big pot. Mishabur Sifkot and Dala tells us, Varavusu, Kanal, the Inyan Purni. Same idea as the beginning of the sif. Umayri gamkin shesarech lahar beichamim o she'en motzei mecham katan. It's a huge pot. You need a lot of water, or you don't find the little pot, so you're using the big pot. And I guess there's an issue that the first time also might... hold on a second. No, we missed that. I'm sorry. I have to go back. The porny is okay, but not for first-time use. And now we're saying that you can heat up the water in an antichi. And the Mishaburah explains that the chiddush is like we said in porny. We didn't explain the chiddush in porny because I skipped Mishaburah Sif Katan Aleph. Mishaburah, if you go back to Sif Katan Aleph, he explains the chiddush of using this porny oven, which is okay unless it's the first time. The afapi shetricha hesek gadol, even though it's a type of oven that requires a big fire. The nafish tircha, and it's work to build a big fire. And it's a big oven, and we're not afraid that someone's going to say that he's doing it l'tzorech chol. But we can only fill it up if he needs all the bread. Now, in a tanur katan, you can fill it up because it helps the bread bake better, even if you don't need so much bread. But in a tanur gadol, that rule does not apply. Okay, that's sif aleph. Sif beis. Okay, sif beis is a very, very broad sugya that touches on a lot of different areas in halacha. It starts with the Gemara and Beitza and Davdalet Amma Beis. If someone wants to open up a Gemara and Beitza Davdalet Amma Beis, you are invited to do so. The Davdalet Amma Beis and Beitza, the fourth line. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Eitzim Shenoshu Min Hadekel B'Shabbos. Wood that fell off of the tree, off of the palm tree, or whatever tree it fell off of on Shabbos. Aser lahasikon bi Yom Tov. You're not allowed to use that. Okay, it fell off on Shabbos. Obviously, Shabbos, it's muksa, and obviously, we're not allowed to cook, and we're not allowed to light a fire. Okay, but now it's Shabbos going into Yontif. Sunday is Yontif. So now, the next day on Yontif, I want to take that wood that fell off the tree yesterday on Shabbos, and I want to use it to light the fire. Aser lahasikon bi Yom Tov. The Yontif that follows Shabbos, you're not allowed to use that as firewood. Va'al tishiveni Beitza. Now, this is the right in the heart of the first parak of Beitza. Beitza shenolda bi Yontif. And don't tell me about the Beitza that nolda bezeh muteres bezeh, that if it was the egg was laid on Shabbos, the next day is Yontif, you're allowed to eat the egg on Yontif. Okay, that we'll discuss when we get to Tav Kuf Yud Gimel, all the rules of Beitza Shenolda B'Shabbos, Beitza Shenolda B'Yontif. But here it's worse. My taima, Beitza Mishum D'Biyumanami Chazi L'Goma V'Loka Shari La'ad L'Machar. So the egg really should be mutter when it's laid. We aser it on Shabbos. But the next day, we're allowed to eat it. May the other Dabas Yuma Asura. So I know the yesterday was Asur, today is mutter. But Eitzim, by the wood, Eitzim d'lochazu liyomayhu, when the day that the wood falls off the tree, be it Shabbos or Yontif, it's going to be Asur. Isharu l'mach, if we're going to allow to use that wood on Yontif that follows Shabbos, Asi l'meimar, people are going to say, biyomayhu nami sharu. Really, it was mutter to be used yesterday, mitzad hilchos muksa. We weren't allowed to use it yesterday on Shabbos because you're not allowed to light a fire on Shabbos. But if yesterday it would have been Yontif, and it falls on Yontif, I'm allowed to use it on Yontif. And Allah says that you're not allowed to use it on Yontif. And therefore, when it falls on Shabbos, and Shabbos goes into Yontif, obviously Shabbos you're not allowed to use it. People might say, oh, it's only because it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to light fires on Shabbos. No, I mean, that's obviously true, but you're not allowed to light it, because even when it falls on Yontif itself, it's going to be Aser, so therefore it's Aser on the Yontif that follows the Shabbos. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Masna, Eitzim Shenashu Min Hadekel Letocha Tanur B'Yontif. I guess you have an outdoor tanur, maybe it's in the Chatzer, and you have a tree out there, and the wood falls off the tree like a slam dunk into the oven. The wood's falling into the oven on Yontif. Now, on Yontif, the wood is muksa. So says the Gemara, says Ramasna, Marba aleim etzim muchanim umasikan. You're allowed to take non-muksa wood that's sitting there in your chatzer waiting to be used and add it to the oven and then light the fire. Ask the Gemara, v'hokam hapich b'isura, but then when you're playing with the fire on Yontif to get it bigger, whatever, you're going to be moving the Isser Dikah trees that fell today on Yontif. Answers the Gemara, cave on the ruba de teraninu, since most of the wood in the oven is now wood of heter, because I put in wood of heter. So ki kamahapik behetera kamahapik. So all the wood is now, it's butter, all the wood now becomes wood of heter, which is not muksa, and I'm allowed to play with on Yontif to get the fire going. Ask the Gemara, wait a second, we have a rule. V'hokam avatel iser lechatchila. We have a rule that you're not allowed to be mavatel iser lechatchila. If I have a pot of chicken soup and in falls some milk and it's not batel b'shishim, it's not enough, I can't make another pot of chicken soup and then pour it into the first pot of chicken soup so that I'm sure that the milk is not going to be batel b'shishim. It has to be batel b'shishim as it falls in. Ein mavatlin iser lechatchila. I can't lechatchila go be mavatel the milk if it wasn't batel when it fell in. So the Gemara asks again, "Welcome mavatel isura lechatchila. How can I add the heter wood and be mavatel the iser wood?" Utnan, we have a Mishnah: "Ein mavatlin iser lechatchila." Okay, the source of "Ein mavatlin iser lechatchila," Rashi brings down from Maseches Trumos. Truma. Usually kashrus is batel b'shishim. Once the shishim, we assume there's no taste. Truma is only batel echa b'meya. So if a little bit of truma falls into chulin, sa'a truma shnafa l'toch tish'im v'tish'a. It falls into 99 pieces of chulin. V'chazva v'nafa sa'a shel chulin. And now, so it's not batel, it's supposed to be batel b'meya. It only fell into 99. It's not batel b'meya. I need one more. So afterwards, another one falls in. Another piece of chulin falls in. So if it fell in b'shogeg by accident, mutter. The imezidi pila osa sacharonik the hashlemeya chulin lalos al truma. Also, if I on purpose took the 100th piece of chulin that's needed to move out to the truma, I did it on purpose. That's going to be aser. That's the source of aim of atlin iser lechatchila. Says the Gemara, Hani Mili b'daraisa. The rule of Eim Mevatel Iser Lechatchila is only by daraisa. Aval b'drabanan mevatlin, but midrabanan, you are allowed to be Mevatel Iser Lechatchila. Now the Gemara asks a new question. Ulur of Ashi, the Amar Kaldava Shieshlo Matiri Nafilu b'drabanan labatel ma'ikel meimar. We have another rule. We only say bitel if. Okay, we don't say bitl by something that's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. I mean, something that's going to be mutter tomorrow, when milk falls into the chicken soup, it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. There's no heter to eat milk in your chicken soup. But when something, let's say, is usher because of muksa. So it's only muksa on Shabbos. If I wait till after Shabbos, there's no iser muksa after Shabbos. So therefore, Chazal say, a davar sheyesh lo matirin, something that if I have patience and I just wait till tomorrow, it's going to become mutter by itself. We don't apply the rules of bittel. We just say, be patient and wait until it becomes mutter on its own. Don't apply the rules of bittel. So why are we applying here the rules of bittel? This is a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Wait till after Shabbos, after Yontif, and then it will be mutter. And that rule, davar sheyesh lo matirin, is afilu by an iser derabanan lo batel. So, ma'ikei lameimar, what are you going to say? So, Gemara answers, hani minehecha de isei the iser be'eni. That's when the iser is there. When the iser is, you're eating the iser mamish. After it's batel. But hacha over here, When are you benefiting from the Isser? Mikla Koli Isura. Here we're talking about firewood. The way firewood is used is first you burn the wood, and then on the burning hot coals, you're heating your house, you're cooking your food. You're not usually cooking on the flame. You're usually cooking after the flame already destroyed the Isser. So in this case, where the Isser is being destroyed by the fire, then we don't apply the rule of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Okay, that's the end of the Gemara. And then Tosus comes along with a lot of good questions also. It's a very interesting sugya. So first he asks that one of the examples of truma that you're not allowed to be mevatel is igule dvela. Igule dvela min haTorah, truma semaisis is only relevant to dagon, tirosh, v'yitzar. Only the 5 grains, grapes and olives, or olive oil, wine. But everything else, all the cucumbers and the tomatoes, there's only truma semaisis midrabanan. And that's bizman, b'yas kuchen, that's bizman, whatever, b'yas rishon. Okay? Nowadays, everything's already, as we've discussed by challah, everything's been downgraded to a dirabanan. So there, the Gemara is talking about something derabanan, and we still have a rule that you can't be mevatel it. So the Gemara says, so Tosa says, ha da amar bederabanan mevatlin hainu bedarash ikaro mederabanan kugon muksa. Truma semaisis is true. Truma on this particular thing is derabanan, but the general concept of truma is daraisa. Here we're dealing with muksa, and the whole concept of muksa is derabanan. Then he brings a raya. Okay, it's a very interesting sugya. Ayin sham, daf dalid, amud, beis. Okay, now we have to look at the tour. The tour says, in Tav Kuf Zayin beis. I mean, there's no real aleph beis in the real tour. It's just the new fancy tour put in the aleph beis. The tour didn't split up his siman. Afa pi she'etim she'nashu min adeka biyantif. O b'Shabbos shelafanav aser lahasikon. If the wood fell on Yontif, or it fell on Shabbos going into Yontif, I can't use that firewood. Im nashu b'tocha tanur, like Rav Maslin told us, if it fell from the tree directly into the oven, mar be'aleim etzim muchanim umavatlan, you're allowed to add wood that's prepared, that's not muksa, and be mevatel the muksa dik of wood. Why are you allowed to do that? Kaven the Kali Liisure, since the Isser, when it's being used, is after it's already been destroyed and burnt up. Mutter Levatel Isser the Rabbanon. I'm allowed to be Mevatel the Isser the Rabbanon. Ubavachli Gabahan Achi is Batlu Barov. But I'm not allowed to touch it until it's Batlu Barov. Once it's Batlu Barov, so then already I'm allowed to, touch it. Now, it's interesting, because that answer of Mikla Kali Isura was used to answer the question in the Gemara about a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, not about being Mevatel Isser Lechatchila. But okay, I don't know. Anyway, then the Rush quotes his brother, whose name is the same name as my father, who's listening to the shir, so I can't say it. V'achi harav, Reb X, kosav, she'im noflu b'tanur b'shabbos, if it fell into the oven on Shabbos, aser la'asikim b'yantif shel'acharav. Even if it fell into the oven on Shabbos, you're not allowed to light the oven on Yontif afterwards. Grandpa's looking for his chavrusa named Mali, Zevi. Shem naflu b'tanur b'Shabbos, also it fell into the tanur on Shabbos. Right after Shabbos comes Yontif. Shabbos going into Yontif. In America, it might be a 3-day Yontif. So then, even the Yontif afterwards, it's also to use that wood. Afilu al yidei bitul barov. So the Gemara said that it's not okay, but didn't discuss the concept of bitul. Here, Rabbeinu, the brother of the Rosh, tells us that even if you're mevatel barov, it doesn't work. V'lo dami l'nashu b'yantif. It's not similar to when it actually fell into the oven on yantif. Dibahi leka ela isa derabanan. Because muksa generally on Shabbos, on yantif, is only in isa derabanan. And there we said, we'll allow you to be mevatel the isa derabanan. Be a dayim. Here it's an Issa d'Rabbanan Gzera Shema Yala V'Yitlosh. He says the Issa d'Rabbanan is maybe you'll go and pull the wood off of the tree on Shabbos or Yontif, and therefore it's Aser. Aval Hanach Shenashu B'Shabbos Asurin Midaraisa B'Yontif Mishum HaChana V'Issa d'Raisa Ein Mevatlin Issa. So when the Gemara discusses Beitza Shenolda B'Yontif on Daf Beis Amud Beis, one of the things that comes out of the sugya is something called Hachana de Rabba. And Rabba holds that to prepare from Shabbos to Yontif is going to be Asur min HaTorah. And therefore, to prepare from Shabbos to Yontif is going to be Asur min HaTorah. So the wood that falls off the tree on Shabbos, which is now prepared for Yontif, how do you get prepared for Yontif? Because it fell off on Shabbos. When Shabbos prepares for Yontif, that's an Issa d'Oraisa, says the Torah, based on the Gemara in Beitza and Abeis and Abeis. By an Issa d'Oraisa, we don't have these rules of Mevatlin Issa Lechatchila. We said the whole thing is that it was the Rabbanim. Okay, so let's just start. It's getting late. Let's start the Shulchan Aruch. Tav Kuf Zayin Seif Beis. Even though wood that falls off of the tree on Yontif itself, or on Shabbos before Yontif, you're not allowed to use that for firewood, you're not allowed to burn it on Yontif. If on Yontif the wood fell off the tree into the oven, you're allowed to add kosher wood that's not muksa on Yontif, because it's prepared for firewood for cooking on Yontif. And you're allowed to add that to the oven. In the parentheses it says, Shelo yihyu atzei iser nikarim. Now, as a general rule, okay, this is also a discussion, which we'll discuss more tomorrow. When you're mevatel something, if a piece of pig falls into the cholent, even though it's batel b'shishim, I got a gigantic cholent. I know I have more than shishim in the cholent connected to the pig, but if I can see the pig, then there's no concept of bittel if I can see the pig. Take out the pig, then the taste that the pig imparted into the cholent, that taste will be batel. But when I see something, we can't say that it's batel if I know what it is and where it is, if it's recognizable. So here, marbe aleitzim, you have to add kosher wood, umavatlan, abi mavatel, the wood that fell off the tree either on Yontif or on Shabbos that preceded Yontif. Ubevachlo yigabahem, but this wood that fell off the tree on Yontif or on Shabbos before Yontif is gonna be muksa, and therefore your mavatel, ubevachlo yigabahem, but you can't touch that wood, that has to fall into the oven itself, achis batlu barov, until it's actually batlu barov. Aval, im naflu b'tanur b'Shabbos, but if it fell into the tanur on Shabbos itself, also lasikin b'yantif shel achar. This is from the brother of the tour. It fell off the tree on Shabbos, boom, slam dunk, right into the oven on Shabbos. And now the next day is yantif. I say, ooh, I have this wood here, I want to use it. Wait, it's wood of Isser. I want to be add kosher wood that was set aside and prepared to be used on Yontif for cooking and be mevatel the wood that fell off the tree on Shabbos. that's going to be aser. Aser la'asig b'yantu shel acharav afilo aydei bitl barov. Even if you want to use bitl barov, it's not going to work, because now you're dealing, like we said, from the brother of the Rush, based on the Gemara and Beitza, Daf Beis, I'm a Beis, you're dealing with Hachana de Rabba, which is assumed to be an Issa de Oraisa, that Yontif, Shabbos, does not prepare for Yontif. This wood was prepared in that it fell off the tree on Shabbos, you want to use it the next day on Yontif, it's Asa Min HaTorah to be used, and therefore, since it's Asa Min HaTorah, we don't have the option of being Mevatel, the Issa Lechatchila, as we discussed, when the wood was only aser midrabanan, because it fell off the tree on Yontif itself. Okay, that's an introduction. We'll have to go through this all again and do the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halachos and discuss more about it. So this is the beginning of Tov Kuv Zayin Aleph and Beis.